Welcome to the Reverend's Rants. I'm coming to you from a place of deep condolences, and today's topic is the Oslo terror attacks. Friday, July 22nd, 2011, 3:25 p.m. A bomb rings out in Oslo, Norway. 8 are killed, and over 20 others are injured. An hour and a half later, at a political youth camp on Utøya Island, Anders Behring Breivik, dressed as a police officer, gathered campers together pretending to be doing a routine check because of the bomb, then opened fire. His death toll is estimated to be around 70 to 80 people. It has been the worst attack on Norwegian soil since World War II. When I first heard about the bombing, I was shocked. Norway is such a peaceful place. I assumed it was a terror attack and waited to hear more. Everyone on the internet was certain it was the Muslims and Al-Qaeda. Then, lo and behold, it wasn't. It was a Norwegian, a white, Christian, right-wing extremist who was an Islamophobe. I want to take a moment and talk about the poisoned words I have read and heard about all of this. Before a suspect was named, you couldn't go a single news article without someone in the comments section spouting off about Islam, talking about how this is the kind of thing to expect from their savage brains, and they all hate freedom, and we need to stop their evil religion that advocates violence, murder, and rape, never mind that the Bible does the exact same things. I read one commenter's long-winded arguments about how the Quran wasn't a holy text at all, but a set of instructions on how to take over a region and build an Islamic government. And if he ever met a single Muslim who disagreed, he would punch them, because he loves freedom and personal rights so much, and anyone who disagreed with him was a dirty Muslim. When it came to light that the attacker was Anders, a white Christian, instead of the anti-Islamic rhetoric stopping, it only got worse. People like Glenn Beck twisted what happened by claiming that instead of this man's anti-Islamic stance and extreme right-wing convictions being the cause for his violence, it's multiculturalism. It's being accepting that caused this. It's because Muslims are allowed to immigrate to new countries that caused this. We need to keep cultural purity. He then tries to say that Breivik's right-wing extremism is different than any kind of right-wing extremism we could possibly see in America. I'll come back to this in a moment. I also noticed a trend after the announcement to the attacker was. The attack was no longer called a terrorist attack. It was reported as a bombing, shooting, massacre, a slaughter, and a tragedy. And it was all of these things. But it was especially a terror attack. Anders is a terrorist, just like Timothy McVeigh or Ted Kaczynski are terrorists. You don't have to be Muslim and have a different skin color to be a terrorist. Breivik bombed Oslo City and slaughtered youth interested in politics, particularly the left-leaning politics, mind you, to try and prove a point about the direction Norway was heading. He did it to try and denounce Muslims, though the attacks weren't on them. He wrote a 1,500-page manifesto rambling on about things from attaining fertilizer to making bombs and how to make your own bullets, to starting a new Templar Knights to wage a holy war, to finding ways to undermine feminism and women's rights to help build his new Christian society. That sounds like a fucking terrorist to me, so goddamn it, report it as a terrorist attack. I find it sad that in our country we are unable to admit that Breivik is an example of political extremism mixed with psychopathy. Surely no one in America could ever receive the right mixture of extremist political and religious views with a lack of regard for their fellow human beings. We certainly don't live in a politically and religiously charged environment. Grow the fuck up. We need to look at the results of standing by poisoned extremist rhetoric and learn the lessons from it. This will always be the result. The last thing that has irked me is the growing number of articles talking about if we could really call Breivik a Christian. Well, he killed people, so that's not a real Christian. First off, that real Christian argument is bullshit, because all the different sects of Christianity can disown each other, then none of you are Christians anymore. Secondly, Anders considered himself a Christian. He used those beliefs to justify his actions. You don't get to tell anyone else what religion they are or aren't. He's a Christian, whether you like it or not. You don't get to vote someone off the island because you don't like them. It's not how religion works. It sucks. Get over it. Finally, I just want to say that my heart goes out to all the victims, families, and people of Norway. This is a horrible tragedy, and it hurts my heart to see it and to see so many suffer. Alright, that's been the Reverend's Rants. Please feel free to email me with questions, comments, or concerns at asktherereverendrtb@yahoo.com. I'll catch you guys next time.